Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. These daily challenges are really meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuter lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course. It'll introduce you to some of the things we build on with these challenges. Right now, we're working through a series called Pioneer Story. As we look at the book of Acts in the Bible, try to understand it as the story of the very first followers of Jesus organizing themselves in communities called the church. Whatever topic we're looking at, we always use a daily and weekly rhythm to help us learn together as a community in sync, even when we're not physically together. That means every Monday we introduce the week's idea. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how the Bible challenges and transforms our thinking. Every Thursday we try to apply and live out our topic for the week. And every Friday we take time to pray and reflect on our topic. Saturday is your day for rest, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And if you'd be interested in gathering together with other members of the Redeem the Commute community in person in Durham Region, I'd love to hear from you. Just get in touch with me through our website or app. I know some of you are meeting together with groups already. You have small groups you meet with on the train or bus or at work or at home. That's wonderful. I want you to know that we have a new resource for you. We have a weekly study guide that comes out every Monday that has the week's discussion questions and reading all in one place, so your group can discuss it in one time at one place, even if you haven't seen the whole week's worth of videos yet. About a month ago, I read Chris Hadfield's book, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. It was an interesting read and revealed a lot of interesting things about Chris Hadfield. Most of us know him as an astronaut. One of the best publicized astronauts, certainly, because he tweeted so many thousands of pictures from his journey in space aboard the International Space Station. However, there was an awful lot that went in to preparing him for his mission in space. That's not as well publicized, but it's what he chose to include in his book. In his book, Chris described many of the practices that had helped him prepare for his mission through his entire life, preparing to be an astronaut in the first place. They had interesting titles. One of them was Sweat the Small Stuff. He always paid attention to detail, made sure that he prepared for any eventuality, anything that could possibly go wrong well before it actually happened. This was NASA's way too, of course, to constantly be preparing for various disasters in simulators and so on. He also said the power of negative thinking was important. Again, the opposite of what you usually hear, but he said that NASA would always be working through what went wrong. Whenever something went wrong in a simulator or in real life, they would be spending hours and days and weeks debriefing the experience, trying to figure out what went wrong so it wouldn't go wrong again. There was lots of other preparation too, of course. He studied like crazy. In fact, his kids used to make fun of him for having more homework and actually paying more attention to it than they ever did. Of course, there was the physical training to be an astronaut as well, trying to keep in tip-top physical condition all the time, avoiding illness and so on. This is just a few of the ways that an astronaut had to prepare himself for his career in the first place and then for his mission. None of this was easy, of course, and through reading his autobiography, you'll certainly get a sense that his life leading up to his mission in space wasn't all that exciting or glamorous. It was a lot of hard work and single-minded focus on one goal, getting to space, and then getting to space again and again. Those practices, those routines and rituals that he practiced over and over and over again may have made his life in the moment kind of predictable, but it meant that his life in space was going to be predictable as well. And even if something went wrong, he had a plan for how to deal with it. That was really important, of course, for going to space. That's a big mission. But we go on a lot of big missions in life too. We have big challenges. The question is, how do we prepare? In particular, as we explore the book of Acts as a pioneer story, trying to understand some of those first Christians and how they gathered together and why they did what they did, we're going to see that they had some practices and rituals, some things that they did regularly, so that when their lives as followers of Jesus became challenging, became difficult, they were ready. They already had some built-in rituals and routines to help them figure out who they were, what they believed, and so they could cling to that even when things got tough. We're going to be looking this week at what some of those practices and routines were. But first of all, I want you to think about it. Your question for today, to do on your own or hopefully discuss with a group, even if that means just gathering some friends around you in the moment, is this. I want you to think about what kind of practices or rituals would be necessary to follow Jesus in our day. What would help Christians, new ones in particular, remember who they are, what Jesus was all about, what it means to follow him? What kind of things do you think would need to be repeated and learned and practiced over time? Make a little list, maybe in order of importance, or maybe just list them all first and then rank them later. Hope you have a great time thinking about that and hopefully discussing it with others. I'll see you tomorrow when we see what the Bible has to say about the first Christians and their routines and practices. Bye for now.